This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton.
Про що конкретно ми домовились сьогодні? Є розуміння, що
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his evening address on Friday it will be possible for Ukraine to start EU accession negotiations this year. He spoke after meeting top European Union officials in Kyiv earlier in the day. The meeting was the first on Ukrainian soil since the Russian invasion last February. It focused on improving access for Ukrainian products to the EU market, helping Ukraine cover its energy needs after weeks of airstrikes, and actions toward Russia, new sanctions, and prosecuting Russian leaders for the war. But while Zelensky said there was an understanding that it would be possible for Ukraine to start EU accession negotiations this year, there was no promise from EU officials for fast-track membership. Admission to the EU comes with requirements such as anti-corruption measures that can take years to implement. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Friday postponed a trip to China just hours before he was set to depart. He changed his plans 2 days after a high-altitude Chinese surveillance balloon was discovered flying over U.S. airspace. Blinken spoke to reporters Friday afternoon in Washington.
Yesterday, the Department of Defense announced that we had detected and were tracking a high-altitude surveillance balloon that remains over the continental United States. We continue to track and monitor the balloon closely. We're confident this is a Chinese surveillance balloon.
A Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson confirmed the balloon did, in fact, belong to China. The spokesperson said it was a civilian airship used mainly for meteorological research and had deviated from its planned course. A Pentagon spokesman said earlier Friday that the U.S. will not attempt to destroy the balloon because of safety concerns for people on the ground.